Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 89. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows of aloft around 62. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs of aloft around 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Tomas Kowalik and his family have been living in Manhattan, Kansas since 2019. After making the trip from Hungary with his wife Olena and his children, they may have to pack their bags very soon.
All we know is that our family love Kansas, and it is a very sad moment.
The bureaucratic red tape has made it difficult for Tomas and his family to travel.
The adjustment of status takes up to a year or maybe more until that happens and we get the green card. I can't work and I can't travel because I wouldn't be able to return.
Tomas's boss at the Community Learning Center at K-State, Aaliyah Say, has been helping as much as she can.
I have issued a formal complaint with the Office of Civil Rights in Washington, D.C.
KSNT tried to reach the press line for Citizenship and Immigration Services, but received a dial tone. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
My goal is to live to be 100 and still be on the court. Do it now or never. Just being active and living your dream, I guess.
Those were just the voices of a couple of women that play in the 3-on-3 Granny Basketball League at the Topeka YMCA. Nothing was going to stop these ladies from being on the court one final time in the final day of the 2023 Senior Games. These ladies are using basketball to stay active even in their later years.
You don't know when you were brought into the world. You didn't have any control of that. But you can kind of slow down the control at the end.
That audio from WIBW. In other news, game wardens have helped rescue a pelican injured after the storms in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks say that they rescued the recent storm victim from Redford after a few residents located the pelican within city limits. The pelican was taken to a rehabilitation facility for further evaluation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A fundraiser held annually honors an Omaha Marine killed in Kabul, but there are still questions regarding his death, along with many others. Corporal Dagan Page was 23 years old when suicide bombers in Afghanistan killed him and 12 other U.S. service members in 2021. Marine Sergeant Tyler Fargus Andrews says that he was never interviewed by the U.S. government regarding the Kabul bombings, but he may have had some answers to an investigation. Greg Page talks to KSNB Local 4 about the consistent uncertainty surrounding his son's death.
That one's been weighing on us for quite a while because we've known that. We found out that the investigation didn't include some of those people that had that information. We want the truth, and when that's not happening, you kind of feel like it's incomplete, like you didn't get everything that you need to do to be able to move forward.
The two-day golf scramble included a concert, silent auction, and parachuters to honor the service and life of Dagan Page. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Sabera.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will meet again with the architect, construction manager, and financial advisor, this time to reconsider locating a new jail at a county-owned site east of Marysville. Alternate plans were considered at a site in the 1300 block of Broadway, just east of the current jail facility. Estimates for demolition, site preparation, and design changes, however, could run some $1 million, prompting the reconsideration. Funding for the proposal is yet to be determined after voters rejected a previous lease purchase arrangement at the East Marysville site near Kennequip on a recall petition. Concerns with that location were expressed during public meetings. Commissioners have discussed submitting a half-cent sales tax for a vote and reached out to communities for approval of interlocal agreements that would revert such proceeds to the county. Washington County Commissioners agreed to terms with a consulting firm to outline options and cost estimates for establishing a countywide ambulance service. Short and long-term choices would be included with a 3 to 6 month timeline for completion. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin an emergency bridge repair in Washington County on K-148 over the Little Blue River about 4.5 miles south of US 36. A temporary traffic signal will direct a single 11-foot lane through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers on K-148 should expect brief delays through late October when work is to be completed by Reese Construction of Salina on the $280,000 project. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day generated 473 gifts to 23 funds, totaling well over $92,000. Letting contributions and number of donors by the Blue Rapids Museum with over $18,000 from 67 gifts. Blue Rapids Action Team raised over $8,000 and Blue Rapids Library $7,000. Valley Heights Booster Club was second high in number of contributions with 44 and the library 41. The full leaderboard is on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. $70,000 in matching funds from the Patterson Foundation, as well as mail-ins yet to be tallied, will bolster the final totals. Doug Renier of Wetmore was appointed by the USD 113 Prairie Hill School Board to fill the unexpired term of Alyssa Bloom, who resigned the position four in March after closure of the Wetmore School. Renier will serve until January, when the winner of the November election will take the seat for the remaining 2 years of the term. Gage County authorities are reporting scammers who are pretending to be law enforcement in efforts to get money. Caller ID may indicate a local number, perhaps the sheriff's office, but this is false information. A recent request for funds or the victim would go to jail was a scam, and the public is advised to be wary of such calls, which should be reported to authorities. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. Douglas D. Cruzy, age 70, of Palmer, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial, September 26th, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Private interment at the St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio at a later date. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy.
is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers may continue into Wednesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more showers continue into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain throughout the afternoon Thursday, partly sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms do pick up throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. These showers continue all day Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More rain Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, record high on this date 100, the average low 56 and the record low 32. Sunrise this morning 7:12, sunset this evening at 7:31.
Squirrels are busy gathering stockpiles of food for the winter. We will share a few fun facts about those industrious critters today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. TV host Jimmy Fallon has a birthday, and John Keats finished his Ode to Autumn on this day in 1819. If you've ever studied squirrels as they go about their fall preparations, you may have noticed how they will rub a nut or acorn on their cheek before burying it. They do this to attach a scent to the food, which they can locate months later with their incredible sense of smell. But squirrels need much more than nuts for a balanced diet. They also feed on plants and fruits. And to keep those choppers strong, they get calcium from deer antlers, bones, and turtle shells. And if you believe in weather lore, remember this one. Squirrels gathering nuts in a flurry will cause snow to gather in a hurry. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their absolute best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard, proudly serving part-time in their home state. When storms, floods, or wildfires tear through the state, the Kansas Army National Guard is there to help Kansans stay safe and help communities recover. Their service also provides them a chance to further their education with 100% state tuition assistance, low-cost health insurance, and leadership skills that will help them succeed. All of this comes from their part-time service, leaving them plenty of time to enjoy life with their family and friends. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A Monday Night Football twin bill. Hey, everyone. I'm Daria Albinger reporting on sports. The Steelers host the Browns and the Saints visit the Panthers this evening. Pittsburgh looking to get in the win column for the first time this season after a week one loss QB Kenny Pickett.
Confidence in myself, the team, the guys around me. I know everyone's going to answer the bell. We're going to come out and play on Monday. So love the energy we have around here. Love the practice that we had today. Everyone's putting their best foot forward this week. So it's just about, going out there Monday night, competing and winning.
History is on the Steelers' side. The Browns haven't won a regular season game in Pittsburgh since 2003. And they haven't started a season 2-0 since a decade before that. Meanwhile, the Panthers take on the Saints in Charlotte. Carolina quarterback Bryce Young, top pick in this summer's draft, still looking for his first NFL win after a loss to the Falcons last week. Carolina head coach Frank Reich on the importance of opening the season by facing two consecutive division rivals.
Yeah, it's a big deal, right? I mean, you start off two division games, obviously let week one slip away, so heightens it even more. It's our home opener, right? So, you got to protect your home turf. So there's a lot at stake.
The Saints, meanwhile, looking to join the Buccaneers and the Falcons atop the NFC South with a 2-0 start. Giants running back Saquon Barkley's x-rays were negative after injuring his ankle last night against the Cardinals. But ESPN's Adam Schefter says Barkley likely won't play Thursday against the 49ers. To the MLB playoff race, the Rangers hold a one-game lead over the Mariners for the final AL wild card spot. Both teams are in action today as the Rangers host the Red Sox and the Mariners visit the A's. Meanwhile, the Marlins battled the Mets. Miami tied with the Cubs for the final NL wildcard spot. College football, Jalen Milroe appears to have won the Alabama quarterback competition. Head coach Nick Saban named Milroe the starter for next week's SEC opener. Daria Albinger, ABC Sports.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want to plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays. Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays. Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Experimentation is part of the fun of gardening. Saving seeds from your favorite flower for next year's garden, or even the next generation, is something you might like to try. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Keep in mind that all flowers will not come true from seed. Hybrids and those pollinated by the wind or insects may produce offspring unlike the parent plant. But the surprise offspring can add to the fun. Use heirloom or older varieties when looking for consistency. Timing is critical. The seeds, not the flower, need to be full-sized to mature. This is usually when the seed pod that houses the seeds turns brown and brittle. Collect the seed heads and separate the seeds from the pod. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Label a container with the name of the plant and the year it was collected. This will make spring planting go much easier. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
This weekend, it's Emerald Isle fun and frivolity at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. 22 stages of live entertainment. Weekends now through October 15th. Tickets at kcrenfest.com.
Deputy Eugene Boone was watching President Kennedy's motorcade pass Main Street on November 22, 1963. Just moments after the president's car traveled down the street, he heard gunshots. He was one of the first officers in the streets of Dealey Plaza and soon was running up the grassy knoll in search of an assassin. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. It helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
12:30 p.m., November 22nd, 1963. Deputy Eugene Boone was standing just yards from Dealey Plaza when he heard three gunshots from around the corner. He immediately ran toward Houston Street, where he saw people on the ground and President Kennedy's motorcade speeding away.
I ran across that grassy area between Main and Elm Street, across Elm Street, up what's been referred to as the grassy knoll. A motorcycle officer was in front of me. I helped him over where the bridge and the fence came together back there, and he pulled me over.
Some bystanders believe the shots came from that area. Boone ran into the rail freight yard behind the fence.
There was somebody working in one of the Pullman cars back there at the time. He came down the side of the car where he'd been working, and when he did, well, I carried a .45 automatic as my weapon. He came abreast of the landing, and he was looking right down the barrel of my .45 automatic.
Boone thought he had perhaps cornered the assassin.
We both were scared, and it didn't take long to determine that he was a railroad employee working on one of the cars back there.
He began to question others in the area.
I also talked to a man by the name of Bauer who was in the control tower there and asking him if he had seen anything or heard anything or seen anything, and he referred no, he didn't. I understand now that he's changed his mind over the years and he did see something.
The search was just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a residential real estate auction with vehicles, a riding mower, collectibles, and household items for the Gerald Harry Estate. Saturday, September 23rd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Vehicles sell at 11:30 and include a 2018 Ford Escape, 1997 Ford Ranger two-wheel drive. Tools include a table saw, air compressor, cordless drill, 18-inch chainsaw, metal nut and bolt cabinet, a John Deere 22-horse 48-inch rotting mower. Appliances sell after the real estate, including an electric smooth-top range, 18-foot refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer. Furniture items include a roll-top desk, queen-size bed, chest of drawers, 6-foot lighted curio cabinet, plus collectibles, geos, cameras. Guns sell after 11:30, coins sell after 11:30, and the real estate sells at noon. It's a well-kept single-level, one-plus-bedroom home, full basement, detached, two-car garage and shop, corner lot property a block from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in the Dargetts Park. This estate auction for Jerry Harry, Saturday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
A wood stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you essentially are plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks that are cracked or deteriorated. Find more tips for wood stove maintenance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When Mother Nature takes a toll on your home or business, you need a reliable local contractor you can trust. That contractor is Peak Construction. Handling siding, gutters, windows, and roofing materials from our local lumber yards. For any size job, be it large or small, the call you need to make is to Peak Construction. Guaranteed free cost estimates and trash removal with every job. When damage strikes your home, don't wait for the out-of-town contractors. Call 785-562-6380. From storm damage siding to full roof replacements, put Peak Construction to work for you.
Left for me.
so easy for life to get hectic, but I always try to keep myself in the mindset that God has called me to this moment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One way to help you live in the moment is to have a financial strategy in place. When you have a strategy for your finances, it can help eliminate stress when it comes to money so you can focus on what's most important to you. Maybe you're passionate about volunteering in the community or giving to your church. Perhaps you're focused on putting your kids through college, or maybe you're nearing retirement and are wondering what the next phase of your life will look like. Whatever your goals are, having a financial strategy that aligns with your values can help you live in the moment. It can also help you achieve financial clarity through each life stage, enabling you to live with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
This is Constitution Week. Our Constitution has 4,440 words and is the oldest and shortest written constitution of any government in the world. John Adams, one of our country's founding fathers, referred to the Constitution as the greatest single effort of national deliberation the world has ever seen. And George Washington, our first president, wrote to the Marquis de Lafayette, the French general who had fought for American freedom during the Revolutionary War, that the Constitution appears to me, then, little short of a miracle. Learn more about why they felt this way by studying the Constitution. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter, National Society Daughters of the American Revolution.
A leadership transition for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Oklahoma's Secretary of Agriculture is the new president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Blaine Arthur was elected by her peers at the group's annual meeting last week in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Certainly very excited for the opportunity to serve in this capacity and work with all the NASDA members and the NASDA staffs. Every member brings a different perspective from their home state and what's important to their farmers and ranchers. And so working collaboratively together as a team and making sure all those voices are heard. And I think there's certainly so much upward momentum as we become a great voice for agriculture here in the United States.
NASDA members approved several policy recommendations at the meeting as well. They included a call for standards for labeling of cell-based meats, beefing up federal disaster assistance programs for farmers, a right to farm resolution, and support for funding for ag education programs and workforce development. CEO Ted McKinney.
How unique this organization is, though some elected, some appointed, that there's generally a coming together and usually fairly quickly on consensus views on agriculture.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision. On trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. They have a 2017 Jeep Renegade, 2017 Kia Sorento, and 2014 Chevy Equinox. Quality local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, September the 19th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. There are many ways technology can help you, but fewer ways to learn how. Michael Clemens has more.
Technology brings innovation in agriculture and to your home on the farm, but learning new technologies can be a challenge. AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says AARP offers many resources to help.
Navigating new technologies can be a challenge for anyone. That's why AARP offers many resources to help you do so safely and securely. Technology helps us connect with our families from out of town and stay up to date on news, weather, and markets. That's why it's vital that rural residents have access to new technology and the ways it can help.
Voskel says one way to do so while saving money is the Affordable Connectivity Program.
The Affordable Connectivity Program helps low-income households pay for internet connectivity. Their program provides a discount of up to $30 a month for internet or up to $75 a month for those that live on tribal lands. In addition, the program offers a one-time discount of $100 a household on a device. You can access this valuable resource and see if you qualify at getinternet.gov.
Find additional resources and tips on how to best use technology from AARP's Tech Resource Center.
The Tech Resource Center provides many different tips and tricks that can help you harness technology to improve your life. You can find useful apps for your smartphone that can help you save money or even make money. The center offers tips on how to create secure passwords and information on how artificial intelligence can help you in the future. And you can find classes to help you learn new technologies at aarpseniorplanet.org.
Learn more Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on RFD TV or online at aarp.org/AARP Live. Michael Clements reporting.
And that's a good your ag news for this Tuesday, September the 19th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say Rusty Egg Ford. Hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than
if you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords from the 60-month. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
You want to rent land, and someone has just what you're looking for. But where do you start? Bone up on your resume on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Competition for rental acreage is increasing. Established farmers want access to more land so they can expand their operation. Or maybe someone just beginning their farming career needs rental land to get their business started. In both cases, even though you'll pay rent, you're basically asking someone to hire you to farm their valuable ground. Ask yourself, why should this person hire me? Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says walking up to someone's door and just saying you'd like to farm their land may not be the best way to convince them. Instead, hand this person your resume. This one-page summary should answer the questions that a landowner would want to know.
A little bit about who you are, your family background, your history in agriculture, business, farming, things like that. How about education? You have a bachelor's degree in agriculture, but it also could be, let's go back to high school or the technical or community college. What have you done in ag-related work or other kinds of business decision-making?
Just like with any job application, who could vouch for you? Be sure to include references.
And it might be something as early as doing chores for a neighbor, some other kinds of work that showed that you were able to work independently, make good decisions, that you worked honestly, that people could trust you. And you pick two or three of who the top references are that you would have and include them as a contact.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for writing a farm resume at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday. Now, remember earlier today that markets opened up this way. Livestock was higher and grains were lower. Now there's been a bit of a rally in grains. I'd have to say grains right now are mixed. Corn for December up 3.5 at 475. March corn at 489. That's up 3.25 at you're looking at, let's go to Kansas wheat, Kansas City wheat for December, 734.5 right now. That's down a half. March Kansas City wheat at 739.25. That's down a half as well. Oats for December at 443.25. That's down 10.75. March oats at 461. That's down 4.5. So right now we would have to say that grains are indeed finally mixed. Although there's some very low prices right now, and for example, soybeans for November, 13.15 1/4, that's down 1.5 from yesterday. January soybeans right now down 1.5 at 13.31 1/4. Let's take a look at cotton on this Tuesday. Cotton for October up 99 cents at 86.53, December cotton at 87.59, and that's up 59 cents. Live cattle for October, 185.97. That's down 35 cents. Live cattle for December, 190.70. That's down 32.5 cents. Feeder cattle for September, 253.57. That's down 67.5 cents. October feeders at 259.85. That's down $1.10 right now. So we'd have to say that livestock, though opened up earlier, and now down a little bit at this point. And right now, the Dow Jones down 240, S&P down 26, NASDAQ down 75. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Predictability in farming is next to impossible. Until now, Pivot Bio provides a more reliable, more predictable source of nitrogen. Pivot Bio delivers nitrogen directly to the plant throughout the growing season. Because it adheres directly to the root, Pivot Bio doesn't wash away in the rain. Plant more predictability next season with Pivot Bio.
Contact Alan Harries in Marysville, Kansas at 785-799-7591.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Producers have the ability to help reduce spreading weeds from field to field during harvest. K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster says why keeping weed control in mind this time of year can be helpful to farmers in the future.
One of the things that separates weeds from some of the other pests that we have to manage in crops is that weeds have a seed bank that doesn't go away. And so if we think about managing the weed seed bank, that can help us get ahead and rely less on herbicides or other tools the next year. So harvest and fall is really a good time to try to get a handle on weed management.
If there are plants with viable seeds, Lancaster shares what producers need to make sure they don't do.
It's safe to say that if you see female plants in the field at this time of year, if they have black seed on them, that seed is going to be viable. And so there's lots of things we can do to try to, A, maybe make that less of a problem in that particular field for next year, and B, not spread them around to make them a problem in other fields.
She reviews steps that can be done to help reduce the likelihood of spreading weeds across fields.
Probably the best thing that a farmer can do in terms of weed management right now is to just not spread the problem. And I know that, you know, there's two times a year you don't mess with your farmers, and that's planting and harvest, right? You don't want to slow things down at those two times. But taking a few minutes to just throw a leaf blower in your, like your pickup that pulls your header trailer, or, you know, someplace in a grain truck. And when you move from field to field, if you're taking that header off, it doesn't take that much more time to get a leaf blower out. And really pay attention around the feeder house and places like that where those weed seeds can get hung up and then go, you know, drop off the combine someplace else and create problems. Other things to think about, they can get hung up on tires or axles of pickups or grain trucks or whatever that's also in the field. And so just being cognizant of where you're driving those things so that you're not putting yourself in a position to get them hung up on your trucks and your equipment to move them from place to place. There is a more detailed cleaning routine that farmers can go through if they want to get every last weed seed, for example, if they know they have a herbicide-resistant problem in a field or something of that nature.
That was Kansas State University Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster with why weed management during harvest needs to be kept in mind by producers. Taking the time to be cautious of it now could help save time in the future when trying to control weeds. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the miller side.
Side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
when you 4.5. Hep, hep. Your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The Jim Jam jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side. Hep, hep. Jumping jive makes you hep hep on the melody side. Going, now told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jumped the jumping jive. I know you dug this melody jive. Boom, you dig it on the melody side.
Country library so big we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.